Friday.
Is people still paid on Friday?
I don't know, are they?
Cash or,
I don't know.
Friday.
It's my hardest day of the week.
On the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Bob Kay is here for Ken. We haven't really checked in with Facebook at all this morning, so what do we have, Bob, going on there? We're going to be joined by Joy Brown, spend some time with us, because Jennifer's off, and we decided we like Joy and her influence. She gets along with Roberta very well.
Yes, we have fun together.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, so some fun from her. But, Bob, first, the serious side of what's going on Facebook.
Well, serious side. Do you want to do the back-to-school tips, or do you want to talk about
no,
other stuff?
Back-to-school tips we'll do in a minute. Let's talk about the serious things.
Well, let's see. Bradley Manning, still in the news. How much more do you want to hear about him? Jay says, beating a dead horse. Let him or her do his time and go on my way with life. Richard says, after all, Trayvon Martin is gone. What else do they have? I've listened to more to U.S. media, but BBC, etc., as I get more news. Susan says, none. I don't want to hear any more. I'm tired of Bradley Manning.
Yeah, me too.
Walter says, throw the B word in general population. And that's it.
Won't last long there. Be Bubba's girlfriend real fast.
No.
So with the focus this week on Manning, and a lot of people say he should be hung, shot, put to death, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I thought it was interesting in some of the criminal law corners of the world, Roberta, where people are now trying to once again analyze the death penalty and whether or not that punishment fits the crime. Some death penalty opponents feel certain that nobody could ever deserve to die, even if that person burned children alive, massacred a dozen strangers in a movie theater, or bombed the Boston Marathon. Other opponents admit that the worst of the worst of the worst do deserve it. That's sort of where I am. But they don't trust government to get it right. Part of the problem, I suppose, I don't know if this is part of the, if you consider this part of the problem, the pharmaceutical companies are making it more difficult to put people to death using the injections because they refuse to supply the drugs that the corrections departments have used for years to execute the criminals.
Really?
And part of it has to do with objections that are coming from, if they're big companies, directors of the company will say, we want a policy not to supply these chemicals. And so that's what's happened, frankly.
Well, Ken on Facebook has a solution for all that.
Yes, it
you
is.
Ask about how is the death penalty carried out in the military? Ken says they should force them to watch Oprah 24/7.
Watch Oprah. Is an unpleasant life in prison better than a quick, painful death?
That's why prolong the agony.
Painful death.
Well, but painful, the in terms of lethal injections, there's no pain. You
right.
go Supposedly. Away, go to sleep, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
But if you have, remember, I was talking about Saddam Hussein. Everybody get a picture of that as he went down the chute. That's pretty pretty gruesome. But is that what these? That's what he deserved. He should have been shot and hung.
That had to be pretty fast, though. Couldn't have been that painful for that long.
Yeah. Well, it is food for thought. There's a lot of interesting public policy discussion about this. There are a lot of abolitionists who are attacking lethal injection. And, you know, they got rid of the hanging. They got rid of the firing squad. What were some of the other ways they used to? The guillotine.
Guillotine.
Right.
But that was a good one. Off with their head.
Yeah. That's got to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
And what do you feel when your head comes out? You can't feel much of anything, right?
Nothing.
Done. Finished. All right, anyway.
I mean, don't know.
No.
We don't know. I mean, nobody lived to tell a tale. Gee, you know.
Would you like, let's see here, one of the most abusive, ridiculous things I've seen in a long time, a story from our affiliate KUGN in Eugene, Oregon, where a man was arrested after police discovered a shocking truth about his parenting. Todd Markham behind bars today after it was learned that he had used an electric dog collar on his four children.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Age 3, 6, 8, and 9.
Just keep them in the yard?
They have been shocked while wearing this collar. Well, if they were
one way to keep your kids in
behaving
the yard.
Badly, they get a shock. He said, the father, is this crazy? He thought it was funny. Four charges of first-degree criminal mistreatment.
Funny.
Let's see if they think that's funny.
Funny?
Funny.
Funny.
Oh, God, it was funny.
Goodness.
Okay.
Funny. There you go.
Not my kind of humor.
Doctor.
So I can see if you use them to keep them in the yard.
Well, yeah, that's those electronic fences.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Folks, pay no attention
to
her. Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy is going to join us in a minute. Bob's going to give us the tips. We've been working all week on back-to-school tips. We'll have those for you in a moment. Right now, though, I want to set your goal on your appearance. Self-improvement is in. A new goal for you could be to whiten your smile as quickly, efficiently, and with health, because using bleaches on your teeth is not going to be healthful. Using sand on your teeth, not healthful. Using those trays and stick the thing on your either your upper or your lower for an hour, gums have damage, that's not healthful either. The breakthrough patented ingredient in power swabs is from coconut oil. It penetrates deeply into the tooth enamel, or if you are using, maybe you've got veneers, maybe you've got the bonds, crowns, whatever it is, they all get whitened using power swabs, and there is no tooth sensitivity at all. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break. Call 800-865-7602. Get your smile stain-free and ultra-white. It's with ultra-white power swabs. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Free stain-out whitening quick start. Sort of one of those little... It actually looks like a pen. But you take it and you use it to whiten up things if you're going into a... Maybe you're going to have a date. Maybe you're going to a special interview. Dial 800-865-7602 and get quick and easy and wonderful feelings about your teeth. Clean them up quickly with power swabs. 800-865-7602.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus special extended financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's lowest prices of the season sale. Going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
She's a professional.
Well, they knew that we were where we were supposed to be, so we would talk. It's time now for our Office Max, the student, what is it, tell it?
Hello. It's the back to school
I'm in yesterday.
Tips.
Hi. So you have five tips.
I've got
eligible
five. I have five
for our prize from Office Max. And so what are the five tips? School tips. You send them to facebook.com/goodday show. If you have tips that will help your fellow parents get your children back to school, help yourself.
Well, Ben says, I've always told my kids not jack around at school. You're there to learn. Go do that. First day of second grade, after the teacher explained the morning routine to the kids, teacher asked my kids, so kids, what do you do when you come to the classroom? My son replied, don't jack around. Shauna says, on the Facebook message you put, you win a great prize. Shauna says, no, Mr. Doug, I want a swell prize. And the best back-to-school tip is make it a happy day one to celebrate, because learning is good fun, not a sad day. Life and learning is always in attitude.
I think that makes good sense, actually.
Yeah,
it really
does.
When you think about it, because if you get the children started off on the right foot the first day of school, it's going to, I think, eliminate legions of problems. There's a psychological benefit to seeing the circumstance and being warmly welcomed into it, having things in order, especially if it's a first grade set. The younger you are, the more important that is. Dr. Joy Brown joins us along with Roberta Fasanelli and Bob Kane. Don't you think, Joy, that it's important, your role as a shrink, I always love bringing that in, pulling that in to the discussion, comfort and security, feeling like it's going to be okay, especially the younger you are when you go to a new situation like that. Isn't it important?
Yeah, although I think realistically, on the first day of school, I mean, do you remember, you're always so nervous and you usually don't sleep very well. I don't care what age you are, and because you're excited about it and it's unknown. So I think for most kids, that no matter what the parent is, I think it's important for the parent to have a positive attitude. You may not want to use the word jack off, but, you know, maybe parents do. But I think the kid's going to bring their own set of expectations. And I think as a parent, rather than telling the kid how they're supposed to feel, I just ask them. I'd say, well, tell me how you're feeling about the first day of school. And they will tell you. And I think just, from being a psychologist, being able to express what we're feeling and having it validated feels better than someone telling us how we should feel. Because especially when we're young, the discrepancy between what we feel and what we're supposed to feel can often be very, very jarring. So, I mean, I think most kids are going to be excited. Some are going to be nervous, and you can say, why are you nervous? Well, what if nobody talks to me at lunch? And so you can help them problem solve that. Or what if the teacher doesn't like me? And so, I mean, I think rather than telling your kid how excited they should be or whatever, that you should just ask them how they feel.
Your teachers all like you, Roberta? No.
Depended on the grade.
All right.
In
Joy,
elementary school, no, they hated me.
Really? Joy, were all your teachers infatuated with you and your knowledge and spunk?
On the first day of school, yes, but by the time I was asking all those rude questions, which was about the third day, not
right.
So much necessarily.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the school really counts on kids being compliant.
Yeah,
and
right.
Yep.
I was a good student,
yeah,
but
those
I wasn't
of us,
compliant.
Yeah. Yeah, those of us who are independent
questions.
Thinkers, they didn't like us.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Group that wanted to sound like the Stones, and to a point they did. They came around a long time after the Stones started. This is number, one song, first outing, I think, for Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Everybody remember this song?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody remember this song?
Absolutely.
Roberta, you do?
Yeah, okay. I think they do sound like kind of Stones light.
Yeah, that's the idea. I think they were trying to get that way.
Yeah.
It didn't do anywhere near as well as the Stones, but they pulled a couple off anyway, including this one. Number one during this week in 1989, Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, 25 after the hour. You're not dealing with the shy people here. These are the Doug Steffen. These are the Steffenettes.
Yeah, we do backup.
Yes, right, exactly. I have received from one of my listeners, who is a landlord, a letter which goes into detail some of the letters or some of the things that he's gotten, he had to deal with. He thought we would get a kick out of some of these notes from people. These are actual letters sent to this landlord.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The toilet is blocked and we cannot bathe the children until it's cleared.
You know, when you're right, you're right.
I want some repairs done to my stove as it has backfired and burnt my knob off.
Man, that's painful.
Actual letters to this landlord. Yeah. This is to let you know there's a smell coming from the man next door.
Because he's dead, Jim.
I'm writing on behalf of my sink.
No, because his toilet's backed up and he's
bathing the children.
It. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'm writing on behalf of my sink, which is running away from the wall.
Well, yeah, you have to do what you have to do in this life. You know, you have to avoid problems. You run away from your walls. Oh, that's problems. Never mind.
I request your permission to remove my drawers in the kitchen.
I give it.
Right, me too. If it was you, Joy, or it was you, Roberta. Our lavatory seat is broken in half and now is in three pieces.
It's a math major.
Now three
the thing
pieces.
Is, all right, let's face it. What this guy is a slum landlord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, right?
Will you please send someone to mend our cracked sidewalk? Yesterday, my wife tripped on it and is now pregnant.
You know, that happens more often than I'd like to think about.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And people use that excuse as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Sidewalk did it.
Yes.
Will you please send a man to look at my water? It's a funny color and not fit to drink. Look at that water.
Look, send a man. See, any excuse to send a man up, and then they'll trip on the sidewalk.
Would you please send a man to repair my downspout? I'm an old page pensioner and need it straight away.
I think it's old age pensioner, but maybe
I think it is too, but no, I think you're right about that. But this is, you should see this writing.
Is that what you call it, a downspout?
When the...
It doesn't go up anymore.
When... Roberta.
Roberta. Send her a man.
Right.
And be careful of the sidewalk. Whoa, Roberta.
When the workman... This may have been a mistake inviting Joyce.
She's having a great time.
Right. When the workmen were here, they put their tools in my wife's new drawers and made a mess. Please send men with clean tools to finish the job and keep my wife happy.
And make
Actual
sure they
letter.
Trip on the sidewalk. She can look at their downspouts.
Hi.
I think, could somebody hose Roberta down? I think
this is you, Joy. You're bringing out something here.
Story of my life.
All right, coming up in the next half hour of the Good Day program, smoker surcharge. We talked about this on Monday, the results of what we learned over the course of the week about smoking and your health, plus too much red meat and iron supplements are linked to Alzheimer's disease in a recent medical study. 28 after on Good Day.
The day Frank Sinatra jumped off Shirley Jones' carousel. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. A whole generation knows Shirley Jones for the 1960s sitcom The Partridge Family. But she was also an Oscar winner in 1960's Elmer Gantry with Burt Lancaster.
You think I'm really going to sit still for a shakedown?
Baby, who's going to take the word of a five-buck hooker against Elmer Gantry?
The old badger game, huh?
And she was the biggest movie musical star of the late 50s, starring in Oklahoma, and one year later, Carousel.
If I loved you.
Her original co-star in Carousel was supposed to be Frank Sinatra, but he walked off the set. In her new autobiography and during a recent visit to our studio, Shirley explained that it was decades before she learned the real reason why.
When he came to the location, we'd done everything. Costumes, pre-recording, everything.
If I love you.
And we get up to Boothbay Harbor, Maine, he sees the two cameras, and he says, why the two cameras? Everybody knew that we were shooting in two separate processes. He said, does that mean I have to do more than one take? And the director said, well, perhaps sometime. He said, I signed to do one movie, not two, back in the car, back to the airport. We lost our leading man.
With the whole cast and crew waiting, the producer begged Shirley to get a hold of her friend Gordon McRae, who co-starred with her in Oklahoma.
Gave me some quarters. I'm on a dock with a payphone. Put him in. Got Gordon on the phone and said, you want to play Billy Bigelow in Carousel? He said, give me 3 days. I have to lose 10 pounds. Gordon, we became close friends.
What was the real reason, Frank?
Well, the real reason, I just found this out a few years ago. Ava Gardner called him and said she was in Africa doing Mugambo with Clark Gable, and she said, unless you get your fanny down here, I'm having an affair with Gable. And he left to go and meet her in Africa.
Little manipulative there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my whole interview with Shirley at youtube.com/moviesforgrownups, and Shirley Jones, a memoir, is on sale now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dudley, use my own real name. Troy, you knew my given name is Dudley, I think.
I did.
And Roberta knew that, and I've just started using it more. Seems to be a more comfortable handle now that I've realized that I really am Dudley and I'm not really Doug after all these years.
Really? Yeah. Well, that must have been kind of a little difficult.
It's had its challenges. I think dealing with your past always has challenges. I don't want to get into shrink land here because there are a couple of other things I want to talk about. But I think all of us getting in touch with who we were as children is a very important thing, especially if there are things that were a part of your childhood that influence you, in some cases greatly influence you as to who you are as an adult, how you react to people, how you react with people.
So how does Dudley react differently than Doug?
Much warmer, much more personal, much more caring. I mean, I am. I think Dudley's a different person in a manner of speaking. Doug was always the radio persona.
See, that's a point. You know that people who I've said that if I'd known what my career was going to be, I probably would not have used my real name.
Yeah.
But as a therapist, you can't really not. But this is my name and has always been my name. But I think for guys who have and as we were talking about, it's really interesting because obviously I know guys in radio and they're all doing talk now. But I forget that they were all DJs, and they all did change their name.
Yeah.
And I think that is a different issue. And we should, you know, for Roberta and I can talk about it because when we get married, we change our names.
Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't? Yeah.
Nope. Never changed my name.
And I think that when you remarry, something of that sort, that there is that whole sort of thing of who am I now. But I think for guys who are DJs who had to choose a more acceptable name, that it is an issue. For me, it was never an issue because it's my name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Dudley at the time seemed to be awkward for people. It became Dud in college and people
Dudley
thought they
heard
Doug and Dudley Do-Right and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got a shield, a thick skin, then it becomes it's a rash, like it just rubs you and chaffs at you, and so why bother? But then, especially in the last year or so, as I've become more knowledgeable and I guess more comfortable in my own skin, thanks to some help from somebody who really thought that It was charming. My children have always used it. My sisters have used it. They're, and people that are close to me have always used it. And I think that they're interesting when it comes to names. As we were talking about your name, I realized that you and Roberta had something else in common besides being New Yorkers, besides being broadcasters.
I'm not a New Yorker, but go ahead.
Well, but you live in New York.
True.
So you might as well be a New Yorker. But you both have had cows on the farm named after you.
Oh, mine died.
Well, so Joy's didn't do it until recently. Joy had a mature
mine
cow.
Died?
I did. The other day after you asked me that, I thought to myself, you know what, I'm not sure about your cow.
Yeah, but I had a long and profitable life. I had a kid. Yeah. Did Roberta have a kid?
You had a number. You had a number of...
Did my cow have babies?
I think Joy the cow had four or five, maybe six calves. I've got 300 of them, so I don't remember them all.
Can we go back from cows to you? It occurs to me that part of the issue is the difference between people who know you and people who think they know you. And I think if you're talking about your family who does know you and feeling that you have to, you know, for listeners, I think any of us who are public people feel that there's this kind of, it's not even a disconnect, it's just part of survival, which you guys probably learned much better than I did, which is some kind of breathing space between who we appear to be on the air and who we actually are.
I'm the same person on the air.
Well, yes and no, but you're not, because you're Doug on the air, and that's my point
name,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
And that you appear to be, it's not, I think that any of us who've been doing this for a while are not fake, because there's no place to hide when you're doing live radio.
Yeah,
but there's also, I mean, I am certainly who I am on the air. On the other hand, my friends see a somewhat different part of me. My friends, I mean, I don't share everything with my listeners because they're not interested, and that's not my function, and that's not my
purpose.
There's
a difference between being personal and being private.
Well,
in terms of what you
and being
are
personable
able
and,
to,
and being forthcoming.
You know, I mean, as far as your life is concerned, on the air, there are. I talk a lot about personal things, relationships and things that are going on in my family, or things that are part of our family here that don't relate to the news of the day, stories of the day. They're stories about us, because we present a different sort of feeling to the audience than most of the other programs do, just by the nature of who's here and how comfortable we are. We've all worked together. This is really a family. Roberta and I have been working together for 20 years.
Well, but I'm saying something a little different. I'm saying that almost by definition, our public selves have to be a little different than our private selves, or I think we're lunatics because we then have no private life.
Right, that could be true.
And which is one of the things that I worry about with Facebook, but that's another story. And I'm just saying that your revelation that, you know, I'm a warmer, nicer person because I'm Dudley, because that's who my family is, and I think also as we get older, sort of just accepting who we are a little bit more, not feeling that we have to live up to somebody else's either name standards or behavioral standards or anything else.
Yeah. The hard thing to be frank would be to change all the logos. It costs money. So I may refer to Dudley from time to time.
Well, fortunately, it's the same initials. So
Exactly. Dick Van Dyke this week was in the news because he was in a car that caught fire, and he went off the Hollywood freeway. And so it looked like his wife came and picked him up. It looked like he was all right. He joked about it. But the story behind the story, apparently from his family, is that he needs to be taken off the road. He's 87 years old. Mm. Apparently,
yeah, that's what I was wondering about, that he was driving.
Right.
I mean,
his car, his health is worsening, apparently. Whether or not the car accident was a result of his just being old and not clued in, I mean, I can't imagine being 87 and not being able to drive. I can't imagine being 87 not being able to be on the farm and get on a tractor. But I think it's all in what you're doing, how you keep your mind going. I mean, at his age, there are a lot of people who have succumbed to things like Alzheimer's and dementia. Things change.
He had an admitted huge drinking problem at one point. I think part, it's not the 87. It's your reflexes, your sight.
It doesn't mean
there's
anything.
Some people at 50 who have no business being
exactly.
Behind
that's
the
point. So many people are so conscious of age. It's so.
Right.
I mean, it's just nonsense. And this is something that irritates Dudley a lot. because there are certain times and circumstances when you present yourself as something, people look at you, they see what your activity level is, they see, wow, this is great, and then they find out how old you are. Oh, you're that old?
Well,
what has that got to do with it?
Listen, there are three things everybody's allowed to lie about, all right?
Okay.
Your age, your weight, and your sexual history.
Yeah.
And you don't actually have to lie about any of the three of them, but you can keep your mouth shut about all three of them, and it's perfectly legit.
See, I don't like that word, and I don't like it because of, we go back to Dudley. Wow, this has become very self-expressive here. Dudley was accused of things when he was a small boy, and most of it, if not all of it, was not true. But because of the prejudice of the accusations and the place from which they came, it had a deep, left a deep scar on me. I don't even use that word. I never use the word L-I-E, because I think...
Okay, use the word F-I-B then.
A fibber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, maybe. But it's just, you know, it is again on it's the presence of what happened to you. Most people, and you as a psychologist, we've gotten off from a couple of things that I wanted to follow. But I think you've made some good points here, and they're worth repeating for people who aren't used to thinking about themselves in the way that is helpful. You got to dig into who you are, and almost always who you are is a result of what you grew up around. The influence, the environment is always going to be responsible, but your parents, how they treated you.
At some point, you get to be a grown-up and make choices on your own.
Yeah, but and you do have to make choices about perhaps working on the things that influenced you to make decisions that you made. It may be that doing the work, going back and figuring out what it is that influenced you will help you to clear up the things that you aren't able to confront well as an adult.
Unless you use it as an excuse not to do it.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who do that, frankly, and then they get stuck.
Insight's interesting, but in and of itself, it's not enough.
Yeah, no, you got to do something.
Yeah, you do.
And you have to decide that you want to do something about it, and that's a challenge for a lot of people. Iron that is found in food like red meat, a contributing factor to Alzheimer's disease. Study from the UCLA Department of Science and Biology. The new study finds a buildup of iron in a section of the brain that is generally damaged in the early stages of the disease, but not in the section of the brain that sees the effects of the disease later on. The professor of psychiatry at the Institute for Neuroscience and Human Behavior at UCLA is the author of this study. Joy, it's widely believed among these people that worked on this project, the two proteins called tau and beta amyloid.
Amyloid, yeah, it's amyloid.
Amyloid, you would, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Either disrupt signaling between neurons or kill them as you get older. That's what causes Alzheimer's. And the Alzheimer's comes as a direct result of too much iron. I have long maintained, and people have laughed at me, that if you have pots and pans that are made out of light a steel or aluminum, and you use a an abrasive to clean them, it loosens the metal, so when you cook things in those pots, the metal gets into the food, you eat it, and it goes to your brain.
Well, wait a minute. You're combining about five different things all at the same time, right?
Leave it to you to correct.
Number one, amyloid is basically the fat protein that insulates nerves, all right? So,
okay,
that's number one. Okay. Number two, we've known for a very long time that neurofibrillary triangles, which are what you get basically in your brain, are that you get heavy metal precipitates, and that causes them, and that's implicated in all sorts of things, including Alzheimer's. Number three, people used to use cast iron pots for and frying pans for exactly that reason, the idea of getting some iron into your diet. So the question is, as it is true of cholesterol and all sorts of other things, is what do you need and what do you not need? What does your body recognize as familiar or unfamiliar? So the idea that that heavy metals precipitate in the brain is dangerous is that's not a new theory at all.
Mm.
Where it comes from, again, you know, the interesting thing, for example, about cholesterol, which everybody takes as gospel, is it's all based on exactly one study. It was a huge study, but it's only one.
The Framingham
Heart Study. It's never been replicated. Pardon?
I think it's the Framingham Heart Study. Isn't it?
It was the one. Yeah, it was the one. I think it was actually out of California, but it was basically it was like a, it was only first of all it was only done on men. It was done about 25 years ago, and it's never been replicated. And we know that the body produces its own cholesterol. And the question is, if you decrease dietary, do you increase body? If you decrease body, can you increase dietary? And which is a dangerous one? And nobody's really ever sort of sorted that out. So, and we also know that, for example, your blood readings about cholesterol are affected by exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So
we know that.
If you've exercised within a couple of hours when you have the blood test, your cholesterols are going to read as unreasonably high. So all sorts of stuff. I saw a movie last night, and I'll tell you this really quickly, about genetically GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, we've been eating them for 15 years, number one. Number two, nobody knows. We don't know. I mean, I think for a lot of us,
sounds
the issue
like propaganda
is,
to me. I'm not buying that for a second. I think
No. Nobody, there has been no science that really says yes is a problem, no, it's not a problem. They've done some work in rats, but rats have a completely different pH and metabolism than human beings, which is where most research
is. So why
do
they use the research? Why do they use research on rats if they're not like humans? I thought the old story was they were a lot like humans, and that's why they used them.
No. In fact, you know, all the stuff that was done on, like, saccharin, remember that about bladder cancer?
Yeah.
Turns out rats have an alkaline pH for urine, and human beings have an acidic one.
Acidic,
So it's exactly the opposite, exactly mirror image. So, I mean, the point is we don't know. And so the argument, which I kind of buy into, is, well, we should know, but we also know that if you label something as GMO, people will not buy it. It's shown all over Europe.
Yep.
And there was this great interview with this woman from Norway who says GMOs are illegal in Norway. You know, you can't have them. Well, it turns out that at least 15% of the fruit supply of Norway has got GMOs, and just nobody knows about it. So,
there's nothing about it that makes me think that it's any good. All right, let's pause here. Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli with me on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen at 12 before the hour.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe Firmos, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students, the skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade.
Wow.
I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It would be hard not to get this. Kenny Baker, who's R2-D2, is 79 today. I always wondered how they got him
fit in that little thing there.
Inside.
He's not very big.
Yeah, no, he's not. There were a bunch of people participating in these movies that were not very big. So anyway, R2-D2, 79 today. Happy birthday to him. And the ever-popular Star Wars theme, John Williams is going to score the Star Wars movies that Disney is going to make as well. He's 80. Here's a perfect example, by the way, not to go back to, for those of you who may have just joined us, we were talking a few minutes ago about age and how silly the number is. It doesn't apply really to anything that makes any sense, except it psychologically gets in the way sometimes with people, depending on what the consideration is about. Here's John Williams, who's 81, who works as hard today as he did 40 years ago and is responsible for all kinds of brilliant music. He, and this is, I think, what the secret is. The mind and the body stay active. You're not going to run into the troubles. You know, at some point, you're going to be dust. But you prolong it, I think, if you work at it a little bit.
Well, the question is, does he drive, though? Or does he have a driver?
Right. Mr. Van Dyke. All right, so Chuck Carey is here. We're going to do our movie. Let's see, what do we have first? Let's do the contest, and then we'll do movie news, which will be a profile of the movies. Maybe you and Joy can talk about the movies, because Joy's a big movie buff as well. Movies coming out this weekend for your consideration. First, though, three clues from a movie that was number one during this week in 1992. When you figure it out, you'll dial us at 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684. If you haven't won before on Movie Moments, first person here with the right answer gets the prize. Here's the first clue.
Hi, operator. Look, I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea. What, there's sections of Kauai? Well, no, not off the top of my head. What about near where Don Ho or Jack Lord lives? That must be a pretty good neighborhood.
All right. And you got it? Who's got it? Anybody got it? Chuck, you got it?
I don't have it, no.
All right, so let's get to the next clue then. Michael, hit the next button.
I've got a major problem, okay? My fiance was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements to get to Milwaukee for my nephew Douglas's wedding on the 21st.
You're not even flying today?
888-302-3684. An actor who does almost anything that's put in front of him. And this was, it's misleading because you think it's about Hawaii, but it's not. All right, Joy, you got it?
Yeah, I just can't remember the name of it.
Ah, handy. Yeah. Well, let's see if you can remember the name of it by listening to the last audio clue.
Do you know what a straight flush is? It's like unbeatable.
Like unbeatable is not unbeatable.
Hey, I know that now!
All right. That should have sort of wrapped it up, I think, with most people.
Big hit, though.
Yeah, it was a big movie. Yep. Roberta doesn't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's number one movie during this week in 1992. Name it and claim it, as they say. 888-302-3684. All right, Chucker, what's coming out this weekend?
Three movies, Doug. Edgar Wright's The World's End with Simon Pegg. He's the director of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. This is the third film in that comedy trilogy starring actor Pegg. Also, The Mortal Instruments, which is a fantasy film geared. The teens, reviews are bad. Tracking is not so good. And a horror film, Your Next, reviews are really good, but this is only tracking at around a $10 million opening weekend. Also, Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine, which has gotten good reviews, goes wider. Film goes from 500 to 1,200 screens around the country. Stars actress Kate Blanchett. Big story last night, it broke on the internet. Warner Brothers announced that Ben Affleck has been cast as the new Bruce Wayne Batman in their Superman vs. Batman movie, or Man of Steel sequel, with hits theaters July 17, 2000. 15. I'll tell you why this happened. Affleck has a great relationship with the studio. Argo won Best Picture for Warner Brothers. He also made a lot of money. I guess they asked him if he wanted to do it, and he accepted. I know he was offered to direct the Justice League movie about a year ago. He turned it down, but he is the new Batman. Reaction on the internet among fanboys is mostly negative. I think he's a really good actor. He's no Christian Bale in terms of what he can do with Batman, and I don't think any actor who would be cast could be Christian Bale, but Ben Affleck is Batman, and fans are going to have to live with it. I think he'll be a fine choice, personally.
All right, so what's the difference? How much does a director of a movie like that get versus a star? How much more does he get as the star of the movie than he would have gotten if he directed it?
Well, if you have power as a director, you can make just as much money, even more. It depends on who you are.
All right, Randy, who's in Lynchburg. What's the name of the movie?
Raising Arizona.
Well, you know, that's an interesting comparison. Yeah. A lot of people might think that, but no. I mean, it had the same people in it. It's Honeymoon in Vegas with Nicolas Cage. So I appreciate your call and appreciate everybody participating.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.